Alex Marlow de Tomy Laren, Joe Biden is a terrible ally to our friends and a soft target for our enemies. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 14, 2023. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow told Tomy Laren his fearless host Tomy Laren that President Joe Biden is a terrible ally to our friends and a very soft target for our enemies. During a discussion of Marlow's New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden. If you look at the polls, more and more people every day are understanding that everything Joe Biden touches domestically gets more expansive. Marlow told Laren during Thursday's episode of Tomy Laren is Fearless on OutKick. Watch below. He does not take national security seriously. You can't have a border policy that he doesn't take it seriously. It is an anti-security policy, Marlow continued. Then, if you look at his overseas failings, those are clearly the most obvious, he added. It's not just that we gave Afghanistan back to the Taliban. We left $7 billion of our arms and helicopters and machine guns and hundreds of thousands of RIALs and drones and body armor. And we know that they're just going to be flipped and sold to terrorists on the back market. I wouldn't be shocked if we found that some of them were used in this terror attack over the weekend, the editor-in-chief said. Marlow went on to affirm that Joe Biden is a terrible ally to places like Israel, who have been our friends, and he is a very soft target for our enemies. Marlow continued. That's part of the reason why Putin invaded Ukraine as well. I have a whole chapter in Breaking Biden where I say, other than Putin himself, Biden is the most responsible person for the invasion, because it was his policies that were so incompetent. He egged Putin on. He crossed red lines, he appointed Russophobes to try to be diplomats with Putin. And him making America more vulnerable with his refusal to drill for oil actually makes Putin more powerful. Because it makes his oil worth more, so he can fund his war with the jacked up oil prices. Joe Biden has been such a disgrace. I feel like people have barely even scratched the surface in understanding it. Marlow went on to say that he believes that we, on the right, have marginalized Biden. To our own detriment. I have the hypothesis that he isn't quite as dumb as he lets on, Marlow explained. I don't know if he's totally steering into it, but he certainly uses it to his advantage. And I've determined that's pretty much the case. Marlow elaborated. I looked back throughout his history, and some of the most insane things that he has said on record. He said in the 70s and 80s, we're talking 40 and 50 years ago, he was every bit as crazy as he is today. People talk about him being a puppet. Well, then how do you explain the Afghanistan debacle? He went against every general, he went against all of our allies. He went it completely alone, and that was some of the worst stuff he ever did. So, is he really a puppet? Is really an idiot? No. He's much worse than that. He's a deeply corrupt man who will do everything he can to enrich his family. Who is very focused on making sure his family gets deals that they can cut all around the world, with oligarchs all around the world to make money. He is drunk on his own power, and he wants more of it. Every single thing he does is just setting America backwards and making us less secure, and poorer, Marlow added. He is a such bigger threat than the way we framed him. We framed him simply as this bumbling nincompoop. He's much worse than that. Marlow spoke to Laren on her show, Tomy Laren is Fearless. Which can be found on OutKick's website, YouTube, Spotify, and Laren's social media. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.